Hello and welcome to episode 856 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Sunday, April 7th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with the Sunday prayer by the great saint and doctor of the church, Alphonsus Liguori, to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, to obtain the forgiveness of our sins. Behold, O Mother of God, at thy feet a miserable sinner, a slave of hell, who has recourse to thee and trusts in thee. I do not deserve that thou shouldest even look at me, but I know that thou, having seen thy Son die for the salvation of sinners, hast the greatest desire to help them. I hear all call thee the refuge of sinners, the hope of those who are in despair, and the help of the abandoned. Thou art then my refuge, my hope, and my help. Thou hast to save me by thy intercession. Help me, for the love of Jesus Christ, extend thy hand to a miserable creature who has fallen and recommends himself to thee. I know that thy pleasure is to help a sinner to thy utmost. Help me, therefore, now that thou canst do so. By my sins I have lost divine grace and with it my soul. I now place myself in thy hands. Tell me what I must do to recover the favor of my Lord, and I will immediately do it. He sends me to thee that thou mayest help me, and he wills that I should have recourse to thy mercy, that not only the merits of thy Son, but also that thy intercession may help me to save my soul. To thee, then, I have recourse. Do thou, who prayest for so many others, pray also to Jesus for me. Ask him to pardon me, and he will forgive me. Tell him that thou desirest my salvation, and he will save me. Show how thou canst enrich those who trust in thee. Amen. Thus I hope, thus may it be. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. God of goodness and Father of mercies, we beseech thee through the Immaculate Heart of Mary and by the intercession of the patriarchs and holy apostles to look with compassion upon the remnant of Israel so that they may come to a knowledge of our only Savior, Jesus Christ, and share in the precious graces of redemption. Amen. Today, friends, we're going to check out the seventh installment or seventh mini chapter from the Fatima Crusader. This is the Spring 24 edition, issue number 132. And it's entitled, Don't Get Sidetracked. And once again, we're going through the fake Sister Lucy hypothesis, which, as you've probably seen, is basically an incontrovertible truth. There is overwhelming evidence that a fake Sister Lucy, an imposter, was put into place by some sort of nefarious character or characters at the Vatican in 1967 and thereafter on a few different occasions. But the Fatima Center's take, and I think it's one that I agree with as well, is that we can't get sidetracked. We can't lose our focus. We can't be knocked off course in terms of pursuing the crux of the Fatima message. So this is Chapter 7, Don't Get Sidetracked. We have devoted this 132nd issue of the Fatima Crusader to the fake Sister Lucia theory because it appears that too many Catholics have been overly occupied with this theory and its sensationalism. Ensuing speculation, arguments, and divisions have distracted many from living and promoting the full Fatima message. Regarding the question of an imposter Sister Lucia, here's what we confidently know. Number one, thanks to Dr. Chronowski and Sister Lucy Truth, there is strong evidence that the Sister Lucia, who presented herself in public four times with the popes, 1967, 1982, 1991, and 2000, twice to Carlos Evaristo, and perhaps on a few other occasions, was an imposter. Number two, contrary to claims made by some, there is no evidence that the real Sister Lucia was, quote, eliminated sometime around 1959 or before 1967, and replaced for all purposes by an imposter. There is no personal testimony in support of such a proposition from family members, friends, fellow nuns, and other priests and religious who knew her, lived with her, or visited her. there are many other reasons for doubting such a proposition. Number three, we have multiple statements through 1989 from the real Sister Lucia, who continued to say things consistent with what she had said prior to 1960. Given the sequence of events surrounding Archbishop Bertone's interviews with Sister Lucia in 2000 and 2001, there is good reason to believe that the real Sister Lucia was still alive then. Number four, the deployment by the Vatican of an imposter Sister Lucia for public appearances since 1967 is consistent with the efforts of the church hierarchy to deconstruct and downplay the Fatima message after it was formally declared as supernatural and worthy of belief by the proper magisterium. Even for those who still choose to believe that the real Sister Lucia was, quote, eliminated and replaced by an imposter, despite the evidence to the contrary, the truth of the Fatima message and its importance to our times remains unchanged. Dr. Chronowski, Sister Lucy Truth, and most proponents of the fake Sister Lucy theory concede that the real Sister Lucia lived until sometime around 1959. By then, all of the critical elements of the Fatima message, the need for conversion and amendment of life, the importance of the rosary and the brown scapular, the request by Our Lady for the first Saturday devotion, and the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart, had been established by apparitions from 1917 through 1929, testified to by the real Sister Lucia, and confirmed to the world by the miracle of the sun. Even if we were to discount everything that has been said and done by Sister Lucia since 1960, the Fatima message remains the same. The truths of the Catholic faith were established long before 1960 and remain crucial to our salvation, despite the distortions of that faith advocated from the highest levels of the Church in recent decades. Similarly, the true message of Our Lady of Fatima was fully established before 1960 and remains the only solution to the crises in the Church and the world, despite the distortions of it since then by the Vatican and imposter Sister Lucia or otherwise. This should give us great comfort and allow us not to be sidetracked by the fake Sister Lucia theory, but instead to stay focused on and live the Fatima message as Father Gruner encouraged us. I think this is a great point, friends. Whether you agree with Dr. Chronowski that somehow, some way, the real Sister Lucia died or was eliminated sometime prior to 1967, maybe even prior to 1960, or whether you believe that she did in fact live into old age and into this millennium, the truths of Catholicism never changed, and the fact that the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima were approved by the Church, that doesn't change. And what Our Lady has requested of us, that doesn't change. So, more than one wise man has said, and will continue to say, keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is to focus on what we can do to glorify God, honor Our Lady and Saint Joseph and all the angels and saints. What can we do to live a virtuous Catholic life? What can we do to promote the Fatima message? Toward that end, I've signed up for it myself. I would encourage you to do so and spread this information to others. The First Saturday Challenge being proposed by the Fatima Center. They say, help us present Our Lady with a spiritual bouquet of 100,000 First Saturdays by the 100th anniversary of her request of this devotion, December 10, 2025. To join the challenge, please visit www.fatima.org/100x100. That's www.fatima.org/100x100. And as a reminder of the five elements of the First Saturday devotion, again, this is independent of what you believe in regards to, is Dr. Chronowski right? Is the Fatima Center right? As regards to, you know, did Sister Lucia live into old age, into the 1980s, into the 1990s and beyond, or not? that doesn't really matter in terms of living a virtuous life and of doing what the Blessed Mother is asking of us. So once again, the five elements of the first Saturday devotion. Number one, make a good confession within 8 days before or after the first Saturday. In other words, we just had first Saturday yesterday. If you didn't go to confession yesterday, you can go this week. You can go this upcoming Saturday. Number two, receive Holy Communion. Number three, pray five decades of the Rosary. Number four, keep Our Lady company for 15 additional minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. And there are a lot of resources in that regard. I used a Fatima Center resource from YouTube yesterday, Father Michael Rodriguez, in regards to meditation for 15 minutes. John Henry Weston from LifeSite has also done a meditation, so they're available on YouTube. Just do a search for 15-minute rosary meditation, and a lot of different good options are going to come up for you. Finally, number five, the fifth element of the first Saturday devotion, offer each of the above acts in reparation for the blasphemies and offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and that is crucial. We want to love the Blessed Mother as much as possible. We want to make up for the blasphemies and offenses against her perfect, sweet, lovely, Immaculate Heart. And let's keep the main thing, friends. Let's focus on loving Jesus, loving the Blessed Mother, loving St. Joseph and all the angels and saints, being the most virtuous Catholic men, the most virtuous Catholic women we can possibly be, not wanting to offend the Lord in the slightest thing, wanting to live out our vocation to the fullness of whatever that might be, as a married man, married woman, as a priest, as a religious, as a single person, as a grandma, as a grandpa, whatever we're doing, let's do it with love in our heart for our Lord and our Lady. And let us conclude, friends, by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. That is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now, thanks to God's grace, her hard work, the hard work of her family, breaking through to open communication via RPM, we know that she's a comprehensive genius who composes music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. We would have known none of that were it not for RPM. It has been as massive a breakthrough in terms of being able to communicate for non-speakers as sign language was for the deaf. You can also point to Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. But you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please get the word out there about that website and those episodes of Our Lady's podcast. And try to put yourself in the shoes of a non-speaker. Imagine how frustrated and sad you would be if you couldn't tell your family anything. They had to guess as to what all your wants and needs were. No one should have to live that way. Communication is a human right. Thank you so much, friends, for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly. Have a great Sunday, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.